Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with me today is my co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We are on the 12th issue of this first appearance. That far? Yeah. We still got like five more to go.
Yeah.
First appearance story arcs that we're doing. And if you want to check out our previous coverage, check out our last 11 episodes. I don't remember who was what. I don't remember what the order was.
I'm pretty sure we had like an Iron Man and a Captain America.
I mean, there was a Spider-Man and a Superman and a Batman and a Flash.
Yeah, two Flashes.
Wonder Woman, Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Sure.
Other comic book people.
There was a lot.
Yeah, just you can look at it. It's a whole list.
We're at the point now where I can't remember. We've done so much.
I mean, I'm sure we've got them written down somewhere.
But, but that's not the point.
But that's an awful lot of work to pick up a pad of paper and look through it. So.
Speaking of picking up a pad of paper and looking through it, I'm going to read off the ones we're doing right now. We are going to be covering, we're doing a double one on this one. We're going to be covering the first appearance of Thor and the first appearance of Doctor Strange. The first appearance of Thor, Ken and Brittany, when they were on doing Thor long time ago, I can't remember the exact date and which numbers, but we did a actual deep dive into the first appearance. Don't look it up. Okay, hold on. It was probably around the 104, the 108 episode mark. I'm not 100% sure, but that's just my guess. In that block of episodes, we had an origin, well, just basically a reprint of Journey into Mystery number 83, which is the first appearance of Thor.
So similar to our Swamp Thing.
Very similar, yes.
Another one we covered.
But this was a straight reprint, not just a reprint with stuff added at the beginning and end.
Gotcha.
This was maybe a little saying, hey, this was a reprint, blah, blah, blah. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. So I'm going to touch base on that one super quick, and then we're going to go into Doctor Strange, which was in Strange Tales 110. And I'm going to do a quick one on that one because that's only 5 pages. So
yeah, that's really short.
They promoted it as being, this new take on a very brand new superhero. Here's a taste. It actually wasn't terrible. We'll get into it here at the latter half. So, going to the credits here, we got Journey into Mystery number 83 and Strange Tales 110, like I said, produced and put out, distributed by Marvel from 1962 and 1963, respectively. The writer is Stan Lee. The pencils were done by Steve Ditko. The inks by Joe Sinnott. Letters by R.T. Semick. And that was actually on both. And then colors were done by... Oh, no, sorry. Lettering on the Strange Tales was Terry Sesnick. Sesnicks. That's my bad. But yeah, the rest of it was similar. Steve Ditko and Stan Lee and all that. So the Thor issue, the Journey into Mystery... Dr. Blake, who is on holiday in the Netherlands? No. Where was he at? Norway. So, yeah. Don't know why. He was just there because whatever. He happens upon this stick after being chased away by these... How they put them? The Stone Men from Saturn.
Stone Men from Saturn.
Yeah. So Korg from the...
Oh, okay, Ragnarok, gotcha. Yeah.
Basically him. Although I don't think he's from Saturn originally. But whatever. It's 1962.
Yep.
They can say what they want. He is... Like I said, he's being chased by them because he stumbled upon them on Earth. And he wanders into this cave. And in his trying to block the cave off from these stone men, he finds a stick to try and give him leverage to block off this giant boulder from the entrance. But as soon as he like strikes a stick against the stone, it turns him into Thor.
Nice.
And he's like, oh, I've got all this power. I am Thor. This is amazing. And because he was a doctor, he's like, oh, I think I remember my teachings from when I was younger, and I will just remember what Thor can do. And he has all this knowledge of Thor, but like, oh, by hitting the hammer on the ground this way, I can produce lightning. And by doing it this way, I can produce whirlwinds. It's like,
damn, that was a deep education he had.
Yeah, apparently. I mean, but he's doing the origin, the montage of the powers set within like the first couple pages, which kind of appreciate. It's kind of good. And then he's like realized if he taps the hammer, he'll turn back into tap the hammer on the ground a certain way, he'll turn back into Donald Blake. While all this is going on, the Saturn men
are watching it all.
The stone men from Saturn. No, that would have been smarter if they were. Then they could just attack him when he's not Thor. No, they start attacking the...
Wouldn't that make him Thor?
Maybe. They start attacking the world government, and the governments send out their planes to attack back, and they trick the pilots into thinking that they're seeing this giant dragon in the sky. After watching all these spaceships come in, it changes into a dragon and causes all the men to flee their planes and lose millions of dollars of military equipment for their lives. Yeah, those cowardly folk.
They didn't even try to shoot it?
No, they saw a giant dragon and they got scared.
I'd have kind of tried to shoot it.
Well, yes, but we're also nerds.
Take me to your hoard of gold!
Exactly.
Speaking of killing dragons, no.
But Donald Blake sees what's going on, becomes Thor, basically attacks the stone men and gets them to leave. They were like, we didn't know that Earth had this good of defenses. We need to go now. I mean, by this time...
One dude.
Yeah, by this time we've had the Fantastic Four come about. We've had Spider-Man, not that he's really much at this point. But the Captain America has been here and gone. Hulk is around. Iron Man is a thing now. Like, there's heroes. They just went to the one place where there wasn't any heroes.
Until today.
Until now. Oh, and then, you know, Thor comes back to Donald Blake and starts walking off, and the MPs are like, what could have happened? Well, apparently that guy with the gnarled cane has no idea what's going on. Okay.
Right.
Okay. And that's the quick turnaround of Doctor Strange, of Thor. Yay, good story. And then on to Strange Tales 110, where we see Doctor Strange. And at the very beginning here, we have got this individual who is being plagued by bad dreams. So he goes to Doctor Strange because he's heard rumblings and whispers that he's a...
mystic.
What was it? He is... dabbles in the black magic. So he could definitely help me with my bad dreams.
It's brown magic.
Troopers. Yeah. So he goes to Strange and tells him what's going on, and Doctor Strange is like, all right, well, you go back to your house, and I will call upon you, and I will help you with this problem. But he goes to see his master first, which I'm pretty sure he goes to astral projection, because his master is in Asia, obviously, and Doctor Strange is in, you know, New York. Greenwich. And this master's like, you know, you're in trouble. At some point in time, you're going to be taking over for me because my life is in danger. So you need to make sure your life is fine. Just rely on your amulet and you'll be okay. And so Doctor Strange is like, okay.
And then loses the amulet.
No. But he goes back to this guy. And they never give this guy a name. He's just some random guy.
I've been around since day one and they've never given me a name.
Oh, no, he's not around after this. He gets arrested. Because it turns out this...
public indecency.
No. Strange goes into his dream and...
finds out he's a murderer.
Well, not a murderer, but he basically how do you put it? As a fool one comes to you, I didn't suspect my dreams were caused by the many men I'd ruined in business. This guy that has been plaguing him was the last one. I robbed him, but he couldn't prove it. Now I must confess.
Damn, that was easy.
Yeah, like, just because Doctor Strange saw it in a dream, like, because the whole dream was this shrouded figure in chains that was plaguing this guy. And it turned out that that was, I'm the symbol of evil, the evil he has done. That is why I am chained, chained so. If you do not believe, ask Mr. Krang, which Mr. Krang was the last guy he wronged.
So he wasn't a brain?
No.
Okay.
But the funny thing is that once Strange found out what was going on, this guy wakes up from his dream, which automatically should have knocked Strange out of the dream, but didn't. Mainly because Nightmare was there, now talking to Strange, but I think we've touched on Nightmare in the,
yes, yeah, in the
Strange comics, yeah. Apparently that's their old foes, whatever. But he kept him in his dream state enough for this guy to wake up, realize that Doctor Strange heard everything, and now I'm going to have to go kill him. Like, he jumps from ruining businesses to killing really quick.
I mean, you know, it's like a gateway drug.
Basically.
You smoke the marijuana, then you're fucking killing people. And
killing people and sucking dick for blow.
Like a boss.
That's basically it, though. Like, Doctor Strange wins out in the end because this guy gave up. So, yeah.
And the end.
Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.